Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Niche Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Heezy, and I'm joined by Patty Friggin' B.
Hello, everyone.
How are you doing, Patty Friggin' B?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there. We're having an interesting week, but just roll with it. I'm excited to talk about some nerd stuff today.
I gotta say, you spent New Year's at my house, and I thought that you were dying, and you didn't tell me that you literally fell. Are you okay?
I will be. I have been prescribed some muscle relaxers to take when I'm not driving, but I did slip on some ice this last week, and I have been in some real pain.
That's one, it's funny because, like, we were really worried about you, but it's not funny because, like, you're hurt. But, like, you left, and Downer's like, is Patty okay? I was like, I don't know. There was something wrong.
Yeah, and it was not just my injury. There's been some sad stuff going on as well in the family. So it's some.
Well, hopefully.
Looking forward.
Hopefully, my nerd fact of the week can cheer you up a little bit. What if I told you we were living in the future, Patty B?
That would be awesome. Do we have flying cars?
No, but we do have a 28-foot robot that shoots projectiles at 87 miles per hour.
What?
Yeah, it's called Mon. I'm going to say this wrong. Mononofu?
Mononofu?
Mononofu. It sets the Guinness World Records for the largest humanoid vehicle, standing at 27 feet 9 inches. It's massive. Did you know that there was a robot this big that was functional?
No, it looks like like an old school Gundam. It's awesome looking at this.
Is
that a dog next to it?
You can't. You're gonna have to.
I know. Okay, I will. It looks like it's this big Gundam looking thing, and then it as if like it's walking a dog next to it, but it's also a big robot. I'll have to tweet it.
Yeah, it's a massive giant robot that does massive giant robot things. So. I want to know what projectiles it shoots. Like, what is it shooting?
Potatoes. It's a giant potato gun.
Ah, there we go. before we get too far into the show, we just want to say, we are weekly again, so welcome back, everybody. Don't forget to share our sponsor over on Anchor. Anchor is the best way to create a podcast. They really mean it. I don't just say it. So check them out. Don't forget to check out the Discord, link in the show notes. We are going to have weekly Smash in there. At least once a week, I'll be posting a link for people to jump into a game of Smash, as well as we'll have monthly game nights this year. So check out the Discord. Really fun stuff going on over there. And then if you want to support the podcast directly, head on over to patreon.com/heezygamemedia. It's the best way to support all of our content. And it means the world. Let's get into the show, though. This week we're talking about the three things that we're the most excited for 2023. I cheated. I did four. Since I have an honorable mention to the Ahsoka TV series. I'm super stoked for it. I figured that we both would want that on our list, so I was like, I'm just going to add it, and it takes neither of our spots.
You assumed correctly.
Here's the thing. The cast looks great. I don't know. I have liked all of the Star Wars TV shows so far. Like, I know some people didn't like Book of Boba Fett, some people were disappointed in Kenobi. We did an episode on Kenobi. I loved it. You loved it. This one is the one that, outside of Kenobi, is the one I'm the most excited for. I mean, Andor's been really fun to watch. Gonna finish that here in the next week or so, but Ahsoka is up there on, like, the TV shows that I'm most excited for.
Yeah, Ahsoka is just kind of this character that bridges between all the series, really. Right? So that's something that, is definitely exciting.
So I'll go first. Do you want to popcorn this, or do you want to just do each of ours?
We can do each of ours.
All right. So the first thing that I'm excited for was supposed to come out last year. I mean, actually, I think it might was supposed to come out in 2021. But, you know, COVID was a thing. And that's Starfield. So this is the first game from Bethesda that is a net new IP in a long, long, long time. And I got an Xbox sitting behind me, man, that is rearing to go on this one. This game is massive. It looks like everything I've ever wanted from a video game. I could literally not be more excited for a video game than I am for all the video games on my list. And this this one's pretty high up there as far as, like, you know, it's the first new universe in 25 years from Bethesda. It is a massive game, open world RPG. I couldn't be more stoked.
Yeah, I'm looking at some pictures right now on their website. Actually, really well done. This looks really cool. I see why you're excited.
Next up is the long-awaited sequel to Breath of the Wild, and that is Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. I'm not the only one that's excited. My son could not be more excited. This game comes out May 12th. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday month to me. Dude. I there's very few games that, like, changed my perception of, like, what video games can be. And Breath of the Wild was one of them. And I'm really excited to see what they do for the sequel.
That's cool. Yeah, I never played, like, any of the Zelda games as a kid. Breath of the Wild is something I should get around to playing. Because I think a lot of people have told me that that game is not something where, like, you have to have played, you know, Zelda before to, like, get that nostalgia feeling, right? It's just a really, really good game in and of itself.
It's just a solid, really fun sandbox environment that is definitely worth it. And honestly, like, Zelda Breath of the Wild is Maxwell's favorite game, so getting to play the sequel with my son will be really, really exciting. And honestly, like, the game looks beautiful. I really, really like the logo. I know that sounds really weird, but that logo looks so sweet with, like, the Master Sword broken down and, like, all this stuff. It looks really cool.
It almost looks, like, Aztec-y, like, kind of Mayan, the way the sword is kind of...
It's so funny that, because I realize that you haven't played Zelda, but, like, it brings me back to, like, Twilight Princess vibes in a lot of ways, which is one of the best Zelda games ever. So... If they're combining the two of the best Zelda games ever, that'd be sick. Then finally, another sequel. Weird, but Jedi Survivor. I could not believe the trailer for this game. Cal Kestis has become one of a lot of people's very favorite Star Wars characters, mine included. I think that just this game. Here's the thing, is that Fallen Order was the best Star Wars game in over two decades. Like, it was, and the fact that it came from EA was a shock. Like, you just, like, it felt like EA was on their last leg with Star Wars. Like, nobody was going to ever buy another EA game again. And then this comes out and you're like, what in the world? There's not a bunch of additional price tags. Like, it's actually just a really sweet story, amazing mechanics. I can't wait. And, like, the trailer looks so good.
Yeah, I remember, actually, I was playing EA's Battlefront 2, right? And there was the whole debacle with, like, microtransactions and the way they did their loot crates with that. I remember people not wanting to touch a Star Wars game by them again. And Is Cal imaged after Will Poulter, the actor?
So, that's a funny question. He actually is based on his voice actor.
Oh, so Will Poulter is the voice actor for Cal.
Cal Kestis. I don't.
Because I swear, it's, like, eerily similar.
Cameron... Monaghan.
Oh, okay.
Like, Cal looks exactly like his voice actor.
Okay. Oh, that's who I was thinking. Okay. They're very close. He was the Joker in Gotham.
He was the Joker in Gotham.
Yeah, okay. That, I was like, I swear I've seen him before.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, he, like, literally, image for image, they just put him directly into the game. Which I think is so cool. If you're, like, a voice actor, but just, like, I don't know. They did so many cool things with this.
Yeah. I love it. That's awesome.
I love it. If you haven't watched the trailer, you should definitely watch it. I'm really, really excited for this game. It's funny that I wasn't going to do three video games, but they're the three things I'm the most excited for, and it's, like, not close. I tweeted about this or, like, posted it on Facebook that, like, it is crazy. Because of COVID, it feels like we've had, like, a backlog of AAA games waiting to come out, right? And now they're all coming out next year, and you're just like, how am I going to have time? Like, I just mentioned, you know, Starfield is, like, massive. Tears of the Kingdom, massive. This game, massive. Like, I literally don't even know if I'll be able to finish all three of these games next year.
Yeah. Games and movies, right? I think mine, if I had an honorable mention, right, that wasn't my list here, I might put John Wick, right? John Wick 4. That movie was supposed to come out last year. And, you know, due to the pandemic, it's now coming out this year. Same thing for another one of my my top three is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I loved Into the Spider-Verse. That whole first movie that they did was great. I loved all those characters, and I was really excited to see this one last year, and then it got pushed to this year. So it's also made the 2023 list.
I think that Into the Spider-Verse might be one of, if not the actual best superhero movie of all time.
It's definitely, that's tricky. There's a lot of people, and it might not even be the best Spider-Man movie of all time. A lot of people say Spider-Man 2 is the, Tobey Maguire, best superhero movie.
Hard disagree. I love Tobes, and I love those Spider-Man movies. They're some of my favorites, but Into the Spider-Verse was wild.
It was very good, and it's super close. I wouldn't fault someone for saying those opinions.
Sure. I would. I blame you.
I know.
If you have those opinions, shame on you.
Okay. My number two is going to be actually from the DC universe. Even though we talked last week about them kind of blowing some things up, some things are staying the same, right? Shazam, Fury of the Gods. I really loved the Shazam character, and that, like, how they did Billy and this continuation of that movie.
Is this actually so funny. Happening?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
I'm sure.
Are we sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Like 80% sure. Like, how sure are we that anything from DC is actually going to happen?
I think it has a release date, so I'm. Yeah.
You're 99.9?
It's 99.8.
All right.
0.02.
I actually haven't seen Shazam.
What? I know. It's so good.
I've heard good things. I should watch it.
It's like, it's big. You think Tom Hanks is big.
Yeah.
Right? But just for superheroes. And it was so funny watching, you know, this kid, right? Like, try and figure out superpowers.
Sure.
So
I mean, you, that's actually a really good sell. I love Big. So
yeah,
Big is like all time classic. So if it's like that, I should definitely give it a watch.
100%. Yeah, March 17th is its release date. So
before we go into your next one, I just want to say we're gonna refer to this person as She Who Must Not Be Named.
Yes.
And that sometimes you love the art, not the artist, and sometimes the artist sucks. I personally, huge Michael Jackson fan. Like, just love, think Michael Jackson is the best performer of all time. doesn't mean that I think Michael Jackson ended up being a great dude. And in this case, we are going to talk about Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah, I was really like, I will put something else on here if we want to, right? Like,
no, I also am excited for this game. And I think one of the things that I think has come out this last, I don't know, like 2 years, is that it's pretty obvious, like, there are a lot of flaws in the Harry Potter series. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't actually do... I saw a really cool TikTok that talked about, like, it doesn't actually achieve its goal of, like, teaching kindness and, like, anti-discrimination. It actually kind of fails at its goal in a lot of different ways when you look at how the Slytherins were treated in the books at the, like... Mm-hmm. As far as how they were written and like stuff like that. But what, and the world building is actually pretty bad, but what is very true is a very enticing sandbox to play in. And we're finally getting to play in that sandbox with Hogwarts Legacy. And I'll say that for me, like, Harry Potter did actually achieve that. Like, it did teach me kindness and being more accepting of others. And mm-hmm. even if the creator has decided to not be that way, doesn't take away from the lessons that it taught me, and I'm excited to play in that sandbox.
Right, I'm excited the way that you're excited for the Zelda, right, is these great open world games, like being at Hogwarts and having an open world game in the Hogwarts universe is just so cool to me, right? And yeah, I couldn't be more excited to jump in there.
I have to ask, do you know what house you are? Did you Pottermore mm-hmm. it up?
Oh yeah, no, very much so. We have a Hufflepuff flag.
Are you a Hufflepuff?
Yeah, dude.
I knew it.
My wife and I are Hufflepuffs. In fact, that's actually our Wi-Fi password.
Oh, cool. If you're ever at Patty B's house, you know yeah. how to get on.
We're also the Black Lotus Merchants. So,
my wife is a Hufflepuff.
Yep.
I am not. Could you guess my house?
You're a Ravenclaw.
How do you know that?
I know you and love you as a person, and you're 100% a Ravenclaw.
Yeah. yeah. My family is like mono. It's so funny because when my family took the test, I was like, "You're a Slytherin." Because my family's so ambitious, that I would just assume some of them would get it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them actually got Gryffindor, which was really interesting.
Now, is that because... Here's one thing I find, like, you have to... With those... Yeah. Some people are more inclined to answer the what I should answer.
Oh, yeah. Which that's can, just like, true of those type of tests.
Which
yeah.
can, like, shift the results of what... Yeah, if you're not being honest. And I've seen that, where people are like... They're like, oh, I'm a Gryffindor. It's like, you're really not, but it's okay.
Yeah, I
love you anyways.
I think it's so funny too, because like the Hogwarts houses are, you know, to me it's just like for fun, right? Like, mm-hmm. I do get why you knew I was a Ravenclaw, but you're like smiling from ear. I wish the podcast is. He's like so proud that he just knew that. But Hogwarts Legacy. It'll be interesting because, like, I don't know how the sorting is going to work in there. I don't know how, like, so much of the stuff. And I'm really excited to do it. I also want to say, like, I'm going to go into one of the reasons that I was okay with Petty putting this on his list. A lot of people put years and years into this game. And it's not just a she who must not be named rude creator, right? There's uh-huh. there's a ton of people. And
yeah, that, and I think, like, people can grow past that, right? Like, I think Harry Potter has become so much more than what she's done. She Who Must Not Be Named has done, right? I think the fans of that story have been able to make it kind of its own and be more than just, you know, about the boy who lived.
Yeah, I agree. Hogwarts Legacy did get. Did you see the changes to the release dates? I hate to make you sad.
It's been pushed around a few times as well, I think.
Well, So, PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S get the same release date, but the older systems and then got pushed back. So, like,
yeah,
Xbox One will release later than the...
It's probably just another reason to,
dude, to get a Series S is
get a,
like,
PlayStation.
No, come on, go get a Series S. Go get a Series S, Patty.
We can make this one of our conversations. Of,
are you team PlayStation?
Great. I've been both, right? So I've owned a PlayStation 3. I own an Xbox One.
I have one argument.
The controller's perfect.
I won. The controller's perfect. I won! Look at this! This is a masterpiece! Am I wrong? You're gonna look at me? You're gonna tell me that I'm wrong?
Tell me that I'm wrong!
Name something better than this. Literally, they changed nothing. They didn't need to. This is it. It's the ultimate. It's automatic, I'm sure of it.
I can't. There are some exclusives on PlayStation that I am excited to play.
Spider-Man?
Just want to play Spider-Man. Yeah, that's one of them. I just want to be Spider-Man. Swinging around.
I get it.
New York.
All right. That is going to do it for our main topic. We are excited for video games, movies, TV shows, all of the stuff that's nerdy. Leave a comment. Let us know what you're excited about. I think that 2023 will be a pretty big year for nerddom just because of, you know, the delays from the pandemic and stuff like that. So, man, we should go see Across the Spider-Verse together.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Don't forget that if you want to leave a comment, suggest a topic, please, you know, head on over to the YouTube channel. Do that. We would love to see them. You can find me at Spencer and H. You can find Patty at PattyBMTG. Patty B, we're gonna edit that out, Patty B.
I'll actually do it. No.
Patty B, I'm gonna see you this weekend at Kayfabe Cards.
Yeah, I'm dipping my toes into modern, something I haven't really played.
if you're listening to this and you want to give Patty B some feedback on modern, check out his Twitter at PattyBMG. You can follow me at SpencerH. Don't forget to check out the rest of the network, whether it's Constructive Criticisms Network, whether it's Smash Through with me and Matt Kling. I actually think that Matt Kling and I just recorded our very, very best episode yet. This was posted this week, so check that out here on the YouTube channel. And we'll see you guys all next time with another episode of Need to Nerd.